What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here today. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you? A couple of things real quick about the last call. Government and Trump are under control of something. Because every day when I hear Sean Hannity, who I like, go over this mantra of the A, B, C, D, E, F, G of what the Democrats did and what Trump didn't do, and nothing happens every single day, I just say, you know what? Good luck to you, Sean, and I just turn to another station. I can't tolerate that anymore because they're all under control of something. It could be carrots. It could be sticks. Okay. But the main reason I called is to talk about the expansion of an empire and financial collapse. Because I have an interesting take on that. But before I say that, you know, Voltaire is quoted on a website that the eventual result of fiat currency is that it'll be worth zero. I'm sure you saw that quote somewhere.
Yes.
And so I tell people, did you ever notice that the prices only go up, but they never go down? Now, in line with that, in the time of the Second Temple, the monetary system was controlled. The Second Temple was controlled first by the Greeks, starting with Ptolemy, and then going with Alexander, then his general Ptolemy,
yes.
and then a couple of others, and then surely.
Excuse me. Ptolemy ruled in Egypt, not in Israel.
Right, but he had at the beginning. He had control over Israel also. The high priest and the temple service was maintained, but he had certain control over the area, including the coinage. The shekels that were given to the temple at the beginning of the Second Temple period were Greek. They were Greek shekels.
I
know a lot about this. I spent books, including the New York Numismatic Society, it was 100,000 volumes, and the catalog, catalog of the British Museum. But the point, I know this, and I know from the Talmud also. The point I'm getting to is, over years, the Romans sort of faded into position, and the Greeks were out. It culminated, of course, years later with Cleopatra, the last Ptolemaic, who married Mark Antony, and that was symbolized the full takeover of the Romans. But the point being this, it says in the Talmud that one silver coin of the state, I'll say what that means, is one eighth of a regular silver coin. What does that mean? It means it's this. The Greeks had pure 999 silver coinage for the larger coins, starting off with a quarter of a shekel. They called it a tetradrachm, some people would call it.
Tetradrachm.
Right. But I think they actually pronounced it a tetradrachm, but I'm not sure. But anyhow, what happened was, as the Romans took over and developed a worldwide empire, they started mixing in garbage with the silver. And that's why the Talmud says, one. That's called the coinage of the state, which means the Romans' coinage. So what happened, my point is this. In America, in 1964, all the silver, 100%, was taken out of the quarters and the half dollars, etc. And a quarter from 64 is worth about $3.50 from the silver.
Yes.
So that's my point. Is that because, and this is because of empire. The Romans did it, and the Americans are doing it even bigger.
Yes. Yeah,
that
they are.
That was my point. That was my point.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, love your show. I guess I'd like to say that, you know, the gun grabbers always want to attack the object. And, you know, now they're going to ban knives and there's baseball bats or, my God, you know, frying pans or whatever. And I look at a movie like The Godfather, okay, man, Godfather 3, I think it was, where Don Corleone, Michael Corleone, wanted to go and off this guy. And he sent his I think it was a Vatican financier or something, and they scan him, they check him out, they everything like that, and he said, I want to whisper in your ear. Then he took his eyeglasses off and stabbed the guy in the jugular vein, and they killed him.
I remember that one.
Yeah, so it's like, well, what's next? But I guess the topic I'd like to talk about, and I'd like your expertise, opinion on, we did not have TV for many, many years, and my mother was going to live with us, and so we got TV because she liked the Weather Channel and Animal Planet and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, long story short, we watch HGTV or The Cookie, you know, Beat Bobby Flay, all that kind of stuff, you know. Instead of mainstream news, but I've been seeing something very particular on all the commercials I see nowadays, and they're all multicultural. You have
yes.
black guys with white women. You have black women with white men. You have Latinos. You have Asians with blacks. Are they trying to homogenize this? What is your opinion on that?
Yeah, definitely. That's been a trend in advertising. They're pushing the agenda. In fact, have you noticed this rather disturbing trend of commercials where the woman is always the smart one with a solution and the guys are always looking dumb? You know, we see a lot of those.
I'm
hypersensitive to it because I worked in advertising many, many years ago, and I know how these things get put together.
So what you're saying is, I see it as programming because it's just so right in your face now where it wasn't like a year or two ago. So what do you think the agenda is? Why are they doing it at this point in time?
Well, I think it's actually been building for a lot longer than you've noticed it. And again, it's to just sort of acclimatize us to the idea of multicultural families, which, by the way, I don't have a problem with. Okay. But they're also pushing that anti-white male agenda. And that is very disturbing to me.
Gotcha. Hey, thanks, Mike. Love your program, buddy.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open, and we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in France, the Yellow Vests are continuing their protests, and apparently over in the city of Tarbes, there were 450 protesters on Saturday. A small group of them basically broke into the local Masonic temple, threw rocks at the building, got their way inside. They overturned furniture, trashed the esoteric art, and stole four ceremonial swords, which were later returned. And I still think the violence is by agent provocateurs, because this other story that we have over in Global Research is showing that France is becoming much more repressive or suppressive of the Yellow Vests to the detriment of the liberties of the people of France. They're becoming a very regressive country right now. All right, we have another caller on the line, Layla in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'd like to discuss Venezuela and what's
yes.
happening there and their relationship with Mexico. As you may know, the new Mexican president came in, and Sunday was 100 days. And he's made some very expensive, he's instituted some very expensive arrangements with Social Security, and they've been downgraded. The country has been downgraded by not only S&P, but the other rating agencies. Mexico has had an on-and-off relationship with Venezuela, and that's also affecting what's happening there. But in Venezuela right now, apparently they're having hyperinflation. The stories of a lack of food is not, apparently, from eyewitnesses I've spoken to, are not accurate. There is
yes.
food, but the cost is kind of like it was in the Weimar Republic before the Second World War, where you had to take a wheelbarrow full of money to go buy a loaf of bread.
Yes.
So I think the same forces that were at work at initiating World War II by bringing down the Weimar Republic and destroying Germany's profitability. And remember, it was the Zionists that initiated BDS that they now object to now that it's directed against them. They
yes.
initiated a boycott of all German products, which, of course, the British were very happy to go along with because they couldn't compete with Germany's efficiency. Well, now we see the same kind of trend occurring in Venezuela. Now, Venezuela is the biggest oil reserve that we know of today, but it also is very rich in numerous other minerals. So Maduro, who followed through on the previous president's policies, it's called Chavismo. Hugo Chavez was so good in terms of sharing the wealth with the poor that he was extremely popular, so much so that they have a philosophy stemming from his policies called Chavismo. Maduro continued the Chavismo. Those who are trying to bring down Maduro are the wealthy elites. When apparently, and these eyewitnesses told me that what they see when you're out on the streets, those who are demonstrating are actually the mestizos, those people who are a combination of African slaves who've been brought over, along with the natives who'd also been enslaved, the indigenous peoples, and some mixture with the white Europeans. They're the ones who are out there protesting. This Guaido guy came out of nowhere. Maduro might not have won the last election, which he did win with a huge margin, but he might not have won if the left had not been so completely fractured with so many different groups. But the interesting thing is that when there are massive protests, the police or army are not sent out to repress the people. And this person who's very knowledgeable on South American politics was surprised by that. They are allowed to protest. And what they do is they go to the residential areas of the extremely wealthy. So what I really think that, and remember, this is also happening at the same time that in Brazil we have Bolsonaro, who is totally pro-Israeli. His sons wear Mossad and IDF T-shirts and pray at the Western Wall, even though they're Catholics. Now, the interesting thing is in El Salvador, they've recently had an election as well, and they elected a president, Bukele. Now, Bukele's his grandparents were from Palestine. They left during the Ottoman Empire. They were Christian. Bukele's father converted to Islam. Bukele is now, when he was elected, and apparently he did all sorts of shenanigans to get elected, and Israel is behind him. This is the irony that he has Christian grandparents, a father who converted to Islam, and now he boasts that in order to get the massive votes, he boasts that his wife is part Jewish from Sephardi bloodlines in the Iberian Peninsula. So there, Israel has its hands all over South America. Now, with Mexico being, if they do have this hyperinflation and it's going to, sales have dropped and the ratings have dropped, their wealth, of course, stemmed from all the jobs that were sucked out of North America and sent to them. So that destroyed our power base, our economic power base, sent it to Mexico. Now they're stirring up Central America and South America, and we know what happened in Argentina and Chile. It's going to be a nightmare. We are headed for certainly some kind of economic disaster that is grossly manipulated. I mean, even the Bank of Mexico, which is of course controlled by the Central Global Bank, has downgraded Mexico's forecast. So some people have joked that the wall should be put up what is his name? They're calling him AMLO because he uses four names. Obrador is the very last name, López Obrador. But this president, people joke that we need a wall to keep Americans in because he doubled the minimum wage, made it much easier to get welfare and a bunch of other things. So people were saying that there was going to be a flood back to Mexico, including Americans. But instead, what is happening now, it's gone out of control. And I read in the Japan Times that they see him as a one-man show. No one else seems. He's always out in front of the microphones, much like Trump was always on Twitter. López Obrador was always holding at 7 a.m. every day he has a press conference. Well, that is also beginning to backfire on him. So we have to be prepared for not only what's going to happen within the U.S. and ultimately Canada, but both Canada and Mexico have always ridden the coattails of a prosperous U.S. Now that the U.S. is declining, we're still on those coattails. They're going down. Meanwhile, Israel is very gladly involved in it, just like they did with the cycle of so-called Arab Spring. They instigated all the chaos throughout the Arab-speaking world. That's going to happen, I believe, throughout South America, Latin America, and it's going to be... meanwhile, they've got walls all around Israel. I'm sorry. I see almost this is a dark drama, a dark comedy. Talk about history repeating itself, but again, it repeats itself because the same malicious forces or malignant forces are manipulating events. It's just the timing. And what that gentleman said about the homogenization of humanity, that's been going on for a long time, even without design, simply because, I mean, when people ask me now, what is your ethnicity? I say I'm an omelet. I mean, they're everywhere around the world. There's so much migration. We're all so intermingled. The only thing that distinguishes us is our politics and our religion. And those
and our culture,
our cultural values.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of, you know, harping on Trump is almost futile because he's only one puppet in a large scenario. Unfortunately, what my father used to call the Zionist gangsters, and that's what I now call them. They're not even. It's just like a global mafiosi that's headquartered in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. And they are most certainly not the people of the book. In fact, they used to be known, when I lived in Montreal, we used to call them Yiddishers because they all spoke Yiddish, and they were Yiddish, and that's what they were, because the J, even in German, does not exist. The J is pronounced as Yor. So the Jews that came out of Germany were called, are maybe Juden, but they were primarily Yiddishers by the language they spoke, which was Old German. But anyway, all of this is just, I don't know what can be done, if anything can be done, but the thing is we've got to be aware that it is happening. And as the old saying goes, you've got to get to the head of the snake. So what we unarmed or partially armed helpless people can do who are now divided. You're now divided by ethnic lines, religious lines. We're fractured. It's like a rock when you do a rock splitting, you always look for cleavages. Those are lines upon which you can cleanly fracture. Well, they're not even doing clean fractures. They're just smashing the world. And I find it very frightening because it's not just one place, one city, one region of the world. It's Europe. It's the Middle East. It's all of the. It's Australia. It's
it's Africa now. It's South America, we're basically in a world war. Nobody wants to stand up and say that, but yeah, we're in a world war right now. And the really big question is how long before the United States is directly in conflict with Russia and China. And if you go back to that earlier story about the RAND study about how the U.S. military, even with all the money they have cost, would not be able to prevail against Russia and China in a conventional war. You know that if the United States government mixes it up with Russia and China, at some point it will go nuclear.
And of course, Israel, of course, has made innuendos, offered its hand of cooperation with both Russia. Well, we know Putin is supporting, or appears for public appearances, we believe that Putin is a stabilizing factor with Netanyahu. I don't trust Putin. That man can go anyway, just like our Trump did. And as for China, God, that's a frightening concept. But both of them, the old Chinese Empire was very powerful. And we have to remember the Opium Wars, where Britain intentionally created addiction that affected the whole country. And China has a griping.
Yeah, Layla, I'm sorry to do this. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, I'm going to put on my beggar's robe and cry alms for the poor, because Republic Broadcasting does need your support. As I pointed out many times before, nobody's getting rich in independent media if they're doing the job they should be doing. Unfortunately, some of the independent media has sold out. They've become compromised, and all of a sudden they got millions of dollars to build studios and try and basically capture the people who don't trust the corporate media anymore. Republic Broadcasting isn't like that. We're kind of humble. In fact, we've got more humble than any other independent media outlet that's out there. And you can see what's going on around right now. And if independent media goes away, if Republic Broadcasting goes away, then the corporate media is going to convince America to march into another war, and then another war, and then another war, and then another war. Because that's what the U.S. government wants to do. And the clearest proof of that is looking at Trump's proposed budget. He's slashing domestic spending. He's taking all of your money and he's giving it to the military. It is a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's exactly what that budget says. It's a wartime economy. We're going to neglect the nation. We're going to neglect the people. We're just going to keep on banging out those bombs and bullets and the rest of it. So if independent media is to survive, it depends on you. So just as a thought, and this goes back to something Carl Sagan said a few years ago about how America spends more on pizza than it does on space exploration, which is actually true. Maybe consider having one less pizza a month and instead donate that money to Republic Broadcasting. And because every little bit will help. And if everybody listening to my voice were to chip in, you know, the equipment is wearing out. You have no idea what it takes to keep all of this stuff running. I've lost track of the number of computers I've gone through since I started this 25 years ago. You know, been through, this is, I think, my third mixer. It's just never ending. It really is. So if you can help out, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. Every little bit is appreciated. There's no such thing as too small of a donation. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Raleigh in Minnesota, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I'm actually fasting today and the rest of the week just so I can make a donation to RBN. It's definitely worth my money. The only type of entertainment that's free is government entertainment, you know, and they get it from our taxes anyways. So I'm definitely going to make an investment with RBN this week. Mike, I was going to mention, last time I was on your show, that side of my hemisphere that stored information about Kratom, Metrogana Speciosa, I can retrieve it. And I wanted to share with you a little bit about Kratom, and I'm really glad that I could, you know, share some information for you, especially since Claire has used it, and for the listeners as well. So I actually had taken some of my all-natural Adderall just earlier just to keep up with Layla. She's a wealth of information, but
yes, she is.
Kratom is a very good source, a supplement, if you will. It's kind of a catch-all in Southeast Asia for all sorts of ailments. It's for chronic pain, weight loss, anxiety, depression. And it helps focus, and it's an energy enhancer, and it makes really a productive workday, to be honest with you. I know that some of the old-timers, you know, they haven't been around the playgrounds. They haven't heard about Tom, which is not only the slang name for it inside of the United States, but also in Southeast Asia as well. It is going to be scheduled as a it's going to be a Schedule 1, you know, in the same class as heroin pretty soon. It's on wobbly, shaky grounds right now. The big PR campaigns, you know, in the mainstream media has phrased the discussion about Kratom as being bad for recovery for heroin addicts and morphine users. You know, so what? What about it? People that never done those drugs before and just want the things that I just mentioned, you know, energy and focus, you know. I watched The Doctors, which is a show on BBS, and, you know, they never had CIA propaganda on CBS. But they have these
well, it's not CIA propaganda. It's corporate pharmaceutical corporation propaganda because they don't want anything coming into the American marketplace that is lower in cost and more readily available than their prescription opiates. They've built up this huge infrastructure of pushing opiates, which has resulted in a lot of deaths. So, yeah, they control TV advertising. Stay on the line, Raleigh. I'm going to come right back to you after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Raleigh in Minnesota, and we're talking about Kratom and the fact that the corporate media is out there bad-mouthing it. It's terrible. It's dangerous. You don't want to use it. Folks, it's just advertising. And we know that the pharmaceutical corporations spend vast amounts of money for television advertising. And it's not necessarily to push the sales of those products. It's simply to give them leverage over the corporate media so that the pharmaceutical corporations can say, oh, my goodness, this Kratom, this is a threat to our profitability. This is going to displace opiates. And so they'll call up their contacts at the corporate media and say, we need a negative article here, and we've got this. We just came up with this, you know, scientific report by a scientist who works for us that says it's bad stuff. And again, it's basically very cleverly concealed advertising. And there's nothing new with that. There's nothing new with that at all. Very often, pharmaceutical corporations, they'll actually create these shell foundations that sound like they're operating in the public interest, and they say, oh, well, you need to go this way. It's all part of the game here. Anyway, Raleigh, yeah, it does look like they're going to schedule it. And have you noticed this fight over marijuana? I mean, some states have legalized medical marijuana. We have medical marijuana here in Hawaii. Those few states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use, have you noticed the pushback that's coming from the alcohol and tobacco industry? It's all about preserving their market share. And the last thing they want are for people to start using recreational materials or even treating them, their own illnesses with stuff that they can make at home or grow out in their backyard. And that's what this is really all about.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And the experts have been going, making their circuits on talk shows, you know, holding a bag up of kratom like it's spice or bath salts, because they did that a couple of years ago. And they framed the discussion in the same way, saying, like, I have no idea what's in this substance right here. It's just like truck stop spice, you know, and it's 40 chemicals of compounds. Oh, that's such a mystery what it is, you know. It's one ingredient. It's kratom. They just take it from the tree.
It's the plant. They take the leaves. They dry it, grind it up. That's what the ingredients, you know, and it's amazing. We should be seeing the same scrutiny over all those adjuvants in vaccines. But the vaccines make money for big pharma, so we're not going to talk about them. We're going to go after alternative medicines. And I remember when they tried to ban colloidal silver, and they did succeed for a while, and the public outcry was intense, so they descheduled it but limited the parts per million that it could be at. But it's not really in the public interest. It's all about keeping pharmaceutical corporations profitable.
Don't stab your arm with a long needle to stop your pain. Do you have cracks and stuff like that? Ignoring the natural law that you could find healthy alternatives. You know, I was just watching the movie John Q with Denzel Washington, where he takes a hostage, and that movie can only take place in the United States, where he's saying, "Dick, help my kid," you know, because he's taking a hostage in order to get help by the hospital, you know. It's been around for a very long time. I don't know if you knew this aspect of it. It was discovered, you know, they say it's discovered when it's a European discoverer, you know, in 1832 by a man named Peter Williams. I found this in a dusty book. He was a member of the East India Trading Company, that opium, British, you know, drug front company, and
yes.
He did everything he could to get rid of this drug, but still, or I shouldn't say drug, but like this, you know, this great, you know, source of, you know, beneficial medicine, you know, and he did everything to eradicate it and pretty much kept it with him because he was afraid that if this thing was around, that nobody would want to do opium anymore. And it's really odd because we see history repeating itself, where people are worried that people won't be interested in doing Percocets anymore. And I got to tell you, it is a better buzz, you know what I mean, doing Kratom. And I will say this, Michael, have you ever heard of big things come in small packages? I actually do less amount than they recommend on the package, because if you take too much of it, your brain gets indigestion kind of thing, where you can't function as correctly. If you take the
Claire noticed that she only takes a little tiny bit just to take the edge off the pain, and now that she's starting to finally get better, she's taking even less of that. There was one time when I had done something dumb to my ankle, and I tried some of the Kratom, and I'll be very honest, I did not like the way it made me feel. But then, of course, that isn't why I took it. Anyway, listen, Raleigh, we're going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call, and then I'm going to shut the phone lines down because I'm way, way behind on the talking points. So let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Oh, we lost Kevin. All right, so the lines are closed. And let me get on back here to the news, because there's a lot going on here. Okay, over in Algeria. Getting back on this idea that the whole world seems to be going crazy. Over in Algeria, there are major protests going on. Tens of thousands of people last Friday demanding President Abdelaziz Bouteflika step down. Now, he's getting ready to run for re-election, but apparently the Algerians are not happy with that idea at all. And the protests, which coincided with International Women's Day, saw an even larger crowd pour into the streets of the capital compared to previous mass gatherings. Interestingly enough, the unrest in Algeria now threatens France, with another migration wave on the way. And that could actually prove problematic for Emmanuel Macron. Okay. Now, this is an interesting development here. One of the U.S. strategic goals in, well, pretty much everywhere in the world, but certainly in the Middle East, is to keep the various nations fighting against each other. It was the United States that was behind the Iran-Iraq war. They were funding Iraq. They gave them the money for Gerald Bull's super gun and so forth and so on. But these countries are starting to see that's the game. And now they're starting to pull together. So Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is now in Baghdad to solidify strategic ties, despite U.S. efforts to keep the two neighbors apart as a means to curb Iran's influence in the region. So this is a major blow to U.S. foreign policy in the region to have Iraq and Iran coming together. That's going to be a major power block. And basically, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said that Iran will be opening a new chapter with Iraq. So they've buried the hatchet, and it looks like they're going to be coming together. And this will give both nations a much stronger base on which to resist any more U.S. hegemony. Now, a little bit of good news over in India, Pakistan, it may be winding down. Maybe. Now, this whole thing, of course, began with a terror attack in India. The government of India insisted the government of Pakistan had something to do with it. The government of Pakistan denied having any connection with the terrorist groups. India launched an attack in, bombed Pakistan. And Pakistan is saying that India violated the line of control, which is why they shot down one of the jets. They captured the pilot, but then they released him as a goodwill gesture. Now, there has been some heavy shelling, but even so, the Indian ambassador to Russia, in an interview with Sputnik News, said that as of right now, India is not considering any more strikes against Pakistan at the moment. That's the good news. The bad news is that up in Pakistan, Prime Minister Imran Khan said the country was ready for war and its army would respond if attacked by India or, quote, any superpower, end quote. And he said this during a speech in southeast Pakistan's Chachkro town. So that kind of fiery rhetoric, I'm sure it's good for politics, but I do wish they would cool it down. Over in the South China Sea, apparently Japan has opened up a new crisis response headquarters after a Chinese patrol ship entered what Japan claims are their territorial waters next to the disputed islands in the East China Sea. And apparently four Chinese corvettes approached the territorial waters of Japan. Apparently one of them crossed into the Japanese area near the disputed Senkaku Islands. Now, one of the things that's making this whole situation so complicated is that everybody has declared territorial waters around their countries and these islands. Unfortunately, because they're so close, there's a bit of an overlap. And so it's possible to be in waters that are covered by territorial claims from China and Japan at the same time, or China and Vietnam at the same time. Apparently, there was an attack on the North Korean embassy in Madrid last February. Apparently, a group of unidentified people broke into the mission, blocked the diplomats, and seized computers. Now, according to El Confidencial newspaper, Spain's National Police and the Foreign Intelligence Unit of the National Intelligence Center are looking at all possible versions of what happened. Nevertheless, the sources told the newspaper that the theory that the U.S. intelligence agencies were behind this attack is gaining momentum. All right. Last week, our corporate media was filled with these satellite pictures showing that there was new construction activity at two launch facilities in North Korea. And this was followed up by saying, oh, they're getting ready to launch. They're getting ready to launch. We can see it in the satellite. They're getting ready to launch. But according to this story out of Zero Hedge, experts looking at the photos are saying there's absolutely no indication of any pre-launch activity. It looks like they're repairing and refurbishing the facilities. But there are no rockets on the gantries. It doesn't look like they're getting ready to do anything. This is, again, it's corporate media propaganda to keep up the fear. Oh, I'm afraid of North Korea, which, considering where I'm sitting, that's a reasonable situation. Over in Gaza, Israel has bombed them for the third night in a row in what is being called a vigorous response ordered by Netanyahu in response to an explosive balloon. This is a helium balloon with a firecracker on it, is basically what it is. Only one of these things has ever caused any real damage in Israel, and it broke a window. That's how powerful they are, which makes me suspect that this is not Hamas who's doing these explosive balloons, because Hamas is not going to do something that they have to know is going to be totally ineffective, but will provoke an Israeli response. So I think these balloons and these bottle rockets are being launched by agent provocateurs. And even this article is saying this vigorous response against Hamas was ordered by Netanyahu as part of the gearing up for his re-election. By the way, during the commercial break, I was looking for more sources and sites on that claim that Syria is saying that if the IDF does not leave the Golan, they will attack Israel. I can find no source for it other than the Israeli media. And as I mentioned before when I talked about the story, not a word from the United Nations. So I think that may be a propaganda run-up, primarily for the benefit of the Israeli people, for a huge explosion inside Israel to be blamed on Syria. And with the elections coming up very quickly, it's liable to happen very, very soon here. The Great March of Return in Gaza is now in its 50th week. Two more weeks will be the one-year anniversary. And since March 30th of last year, protesters in Gaza have demanded the right to return to their homes and villages in historical Palestine, which they were promised both by the United Nations and by the then newly formed State of Israel. The protesters are also demanding an end to Israel's 12-year blockade of the Gaza Strip, which has gutted the coastal enclave's economy and deprived its roughly 2 million inhabitants of many basic commodities. So this last Friday, more than 7,000 Gazans demonstrated, more than half of them women. And I imagine in 2 weeks, there's going to be a massive, massive demonstration. And Israel needs to be very careful how they respond to it, because the eyes of the world are watching what's going on. And the optics are very bad. The Great March of Return, they are succeeding in that world opinion is turning against Israel. Getting on back to the United Nations, a lot of people are starting to take them to task, because the United Nations created this list of Israeli and international companies that profit directly from Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied territories, and they're sitting on it. They're refusing to publish it. Activists want to know the names of those companies so they can be targeted for boycotts, and obviously Israel doesn't want that to happen and has applied the appropriate, shall we say, motivation to the United Nations to not have that done. Okay, this is going to make the people of Idaho feel really comfortable and secure. Apparently, police in Idaho were forced to close down a highway after a semi-truck carrying missiles for the military crashed. Okay, this truck veered off the main road at a rest stop along I-90 in northern Idaho on Friday night. And the driver was aiming for the interstate on-ramp, but instead accidentally drove into the hazardous material containment area. So that's very thrilling. Now, for those of you who are concerned about this, you need to understand that U.S. munitions, bombs, are designed to be as safe as possible until they are used. And obviously, these missiles would not be on the truck with the detonators. Now, the types of fillers, which is the name for the stuff that actually goes boom, they are chemically engineered to not detonate without a detonator. They'll burn. They'll deflagrate. But they won't actually explode without a shockwave being sent into them, and that's what the detonator does. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Turning to the domestic politics here, and we've already talked about Trump's new budget. He's slashing domestic spending. The U.S. government has taken all this money away from you. They don't feel that they need to spend any of it on you, or not as much as last year. It's all going to the war machine. Huge increase in the military budget. It's a wartime economy. So that's the reality. Okay. And there are now growing calls for Ocasio-Cortez and her former campaign manager, Saikat Chakrabarty, to be investigated for possible campaign finance violations. And there's a little bit of irony here because she has criticized the use of untraceable money in political campaigns and portrayed herself as a champion of campaign finance reform. And yet here she was set up with a Nixonian slush fund. Looking over at her Green New Deal, there was a news story that came on out claiming that over 80% of American voters support the Green New Deal. And this is based on a recent survey by a group of academic pollsters. And supposedly the support is bipartisan, with 92% of Democrats and 64% of Republicans indicating they either strongly or somewhat support the far-left package to reshape the entire American economy around green energy in the course of the next decade. But there's more to the story, because it turns out this was a push poll. It was conducted by a team of professors at George Mason University in Virginia, Yale University in Connecticut. And the trick behind a push poll is that they didn't simply ask voters directly about the Green New Deal. They first presented them with this synopsis, a very glowing synopsis that touted the proposition's fantastic claims. In other words, it's a sales pitch. So the voters were getting this thing saying, oh, the Green New Deal will do this. The Green New Deal will do that. It's going to be wonderful for everybody. Then they asked, would you support this? Well, yeah, it sounds like it's a good idea. That's not an accurate way of conducting a poll. It's a way of generating the numbers that you want. And I'm having to wonder if the same technique was being used because of this story that came out of Axios reporting that Generation Z has a more positive view of the word socialism than previous generations. And they're more likely to embrace socialistic policies and principles than past generations. Now, part of that, of course, is we older people, we link the word socialism with the Soviet Union. But again, is this an accurate measure of what young people are thinking, or are we being fed a bogus poll yet again? This, by the way, came from Harris Poll. All righty, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.